coming. What a dandy crowd. Turn to 2 Peter. If you got your Bibles, turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. Man, God is awesome. Let me go ahead and say this, if and I do forget. After church, before everybody leaves, we got this bounce house thing out there. And we wanted to have the senior citizen chicken fight out back. No, we got the bounce house thing. And if I could have a couple few fellas hang out afterwards, help put that thing away so we can get the lawn mowed this week, that would be great. Just a couple cats hang out and help me do that. That would be awesome. I'm going to go as fast as I can, baby. Okay. So, guys, this is good news. This is really, really good news. Unless you have to come up with a sermon every week. But it's good news, man. Lord willing, we'll finish our study in 2 Peter today. So, if you've been here the whole time, congratulations. You can get your free Whataburger coupon. I'm playing. Ain't nothing free. But anyways, if you want to catch up on the sermons, we have them all on the website and all that stuff. We try and upload them every week. So, you know what? Hey, if you can't be here 1 week, run to the website. Check it out. They're there. It ain't the best preaching, but it ain't the worst. That's what Sister Claudia says to me. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. She absolutely, positively would never say that. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We praise you. Your will be done in this service, Lord. Thank you that all will look past the messenger but receive the message, Lord. And thank you that that what you want to be said will be said, Lord, and that we're going to leave here excited, refreshed, and encouraged, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that those of us that have burdens this morning in our hearts, Lord, those of us that would be anxious or are battling depression or discouragement or fear, Lord, whatever it might be, Lord, whether it's the hurts, rejections, the mistakes of the past, or the uncertainty and unknown of the future, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we have your peace this morning. And we're going to leave with your peace. And we're going to trust in you. We love you and praise you, Lord. On top of the mountain or in the valley or in between, Lord, you are awesome. You are wonderful. You are everything we need. We worship you. And everybody in the church said, amen. We're blessed. We're blessed, folks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 3, verse 13. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. First thing I want to call your attention to, guys, is look where it says, but according to his promise. I know that we've touched on this several times, but it is so important. Because if you're going through something, you know, this morning, and either you are or you're about to, you know what I mean? This is something that is so precious to us. It's the promises of the Lord, you know, and we can't let go of that. Sometimes we get discouraged if we're waiting a long time. You know what I mean? We can even give up because we wait too long and we're like, well, I guess, you know, I'm too old for this to happen, or this is never going to happen. Or there's certain things, man, you know, we give up. And sometimes I really believe that we give up right before that breakthrough. I really do. But see, people can make promises, and there's a couple different stages of that. You know, like some cat will make, some dude, some guy will make you a promise, and you're like, well, I know he means that at this moment, right now. I know he really means that. But if you know certain people, they mean it at that moment, but then they'll forget about it, or something will happen, and that'll never come to fruition. You know, their heart's in the right place, but it never works out. Make sense? Some people make promises just to make promises, man. You know, that's my favorite category, where someone's like, yeah, man, I'll be... Now, you know, folks do weird things, don't we, man? But see, here's the deal. We've all been let down by people not keeping their word. You know, maybe you're like me and you have failed to keep your word because you forgot or whatever. You know, but here's the deal, man. We're talking about we're talking about the creator of the universe, who made the heavens and the earth, who has kept every single promise he has ever given, okay? He does not lie. Does this make sense this morning? So we got to grab hold of these promises. We got to stand on these promises when nothing in your life seems like it's going to work out, like it's going to pan out. When things just look crazy, man, when you don't know which way to go, fill in the blank. What I'm trying to say, man, is God don't lie, and God makes awesome promises, and we can trust in him, okay? He never promises that your life is going to be a cakewalk. He never says that, man, okay? But he does make some wonderful, beautiful promises, and he don't lie, that he is with us, you know, in these hardest times. And like what Portia said, sometimes you can be in a room full of people and feel so alone, man. Like nobody really knows or digs or understands what you're going through. And I understand, man, that your pain is your pain. And most of the time, people aren't going to get your pain. You know what I mean? Because your world, well, you know what I'm saying, right? Your pain is your pain. Not everybody gets it. But the Most High God gets it, okay? He's not going to look down and say, well, that's kind of stupid. That's kind of weird. You know? He loves us, man. Just like if your little child was to run up to you with some silly request, you know, Daddy, I'm so scared. Well, no reason to be scared, honey. There's not the monsters not in the bathroom or whatever. You know what I mean? You know that, man. You're like 99.9%. You're pretty sure there's not a monster somewhere in that bathroom. You know what I mean? You're like, man, I hope it wasn't in there. I was just, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it's silly, but it's worrying them. And what do? We want to give them peace. We'll even go look behind the curtain and all that. And there ain't no monster in here and there. You know, that's our God, man. He says, man, you don't get it. You don't understand it. But I know what you're going through, and I love you. And we'll get through this. Anyways, we better move forward. But according to his promise, yeah, you can give him some praise if y'all want to. Thank you, Lord. But according to his promise, we are waiting. That's an expectation thing, guys. Okay? We need to wait on the Lord. Don't be anxious thinking it's not going to happen. Okay? God's got a really good track record. Does that make sense this morning? But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So we have this wonderful promise that one day all the rights are going to be wrong. You know? No. That would be horrible, dude. No, did y'all even hear what I just said? Yeah. All the rights would be... Okay, that would be a horrible thing. But listen, man, all the wrongs are going to be righted. Isn't that wonderful? You know what I mean? And this is nothing for us to get excited about, you know, but there's going to be that judgment on the ungodly, on the unsaved. You know what I mean? So when we get all antsy and like, please, Lord, come quickly, and that's okay. But understand this, that the reason why it ain't happened is because God's timetable is his timetable. You know what I mean? And he knows what he's doing. And we might be ready to get out of here. We might be ready to do what, you know, all kinds of things. But listen, man, God doesn't want anyone to perish. And so we have a job to do while we're still here. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Okay, so can I trust in the good Lord, man? Honestly, can we trust in him? Is that true? Yeah. You know, does he have a proven track record in your life? Do you look back and you see, well, can you do this like me where you look back and you're like, man, if I would have just followed the Bible in that area, I would have spared myself so much trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I would have just listened to what the Lord says in his word, I would not be in this mess that I have to dig myself out of. And then God's still faithful as you're digging yourself out of that mess. He's right there with you. You know what I mean? Anyways, Numbers 23 and 19. Look at it with me real fast. It's not on your monitor. I didn't send it to Rick. So I'm just going to read it. It's in last week's bulletin. Whatever. It's a dandy. Numbers 23 and verse 19. Remember this. Make notes. If you're making notes, write it down. Numbers 23 and 19. God is not a man. That's good news. Right? That's good news because mankind, we mess up all the time. We have selfish reasons. We do all kinds of stupid stuff. Anyways, God is not a man, so he does not lie. Isn't that cool? Stop putting God in the category of your dad or something like that. Well, my dad was all right, but he believed it. No, listen, man. God is the best father you can ever imagine, and he's not always going to do things that you understand or even things that you approve of. You know what I mean? But he knows what he's doing, so you need to rest in him. Amen? God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Nope. Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Nope. Okay. Step number one. We can trust in God. We need to trust in God. When all around me is shaking sand, something, something, solid rock I stand. Okay, but according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. No more pain, no more suffering. Awesome. All God's people said, awesome.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Therefore, okay, we got these awesome promises, all right? We need to be excited about, we're waiting on it. We're excited, we're anticipating. God's going to keep his word. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting, for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. To be diligent. You know, that's a funny little word, be diligent. Kind of sounds French to me, but I don't believe its origins are French. It is? Wow. Yeah, how about that? Be diligent. Okay. So any old hoot and holler, God says, take special care, man. Make this a priority. Folks, Christian folks, let this be something on the forefront of your thinking that if I am a Christian person, and I hope and pray that we all are in here, but listen, we need to be about the Lord's business, man. We need to be living a moral life. Man, that's what God's saying right here. That's one of the things that's going on right here. Okay, therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, hey, man, this return of Jesus Christ could happen while we're talking. You know what I mean? And I'm cool with that. We already took up the offering plate. We can do it anytime. I'm playing. That's silliness. Okay. But listen, man, this could really happen anytime, man. Israel's been a nation for a long time now. You know what I mean? God keeps his word. He ain't never lied yet. Okay. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Okay, so how in the world can we literally, spiritually, how can we be found without spot or blemish, man? Because the best of us, man, you know, we're pretty messed up from the head up, you know, from the neck up or whatever the kids are saying. You know what I mean? Ain't none of us perfect. But see, check it out, man. Look, right here. 1 Peter 1:19. This is what Peter wrote in his first epistle. But with the precious blood of Christ. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
That makes all the difference in the world, man. Okay, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. So Jesus Christ is that lamb without blemish or spot. Okay, Jesus Christ was that lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. What our takeaway is right here, man, is listen, there is going to be a return of Jesus Christ, and there will be a time of judgment for those that do not accept him, right? And when he returns, guess what? We better be in the family. We better be a Christian. And I don't mean, you know, going to church every few weeks. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that I have repented from my sins, asked Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins, realized I need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is that Savior. You know what I mean? Okay. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish, without spot or blemish, and at peace. I like that word, peace, don't you?
Amen.
That's a nice little word. Especially when you have it. Okay, now, what this is talking about, man, we're talking about, well, it's talking about peace and it's talking about peace. It's talking about peace. Basically, we're talking about peace. But peace, if you got what I'm saying. Romans 5 and verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, you see what I'm saying here? This is talking about that I am no longer at enmity with the creator of the universe. Okay? I don't have to worry about spending my eternity in damnation. You see what I'm saying right here? I have peace. When the Lord returns, man, I can have peace of my salvation because I've been bought by the Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, it's all about Jesus, man. Everything is about Jesus. That is the only way we can have eternal life. We're going to spend eternity somewhere, and it's not God's fault that you're going to hell. We broke his law. You see what I'm saying? But God made a way for his creation to be saved by his son who laid down his life. His son laid down his life. His son paid for our sins. You know what I mean? Our sins were put on his back, and his righteousness was put on us. Man, talk about crazy. You know what I mean? Okay. So anyways, we want to accept that gift. And thank God we've accepted that gift. Amen. Give him some praise. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. We can be excited about that. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Yeah, that's a good feeling. That really is an awesome feeling. I don't even know if there's a feeling better than that, than to know that, you know what, if I don't make it home tonight, if the good Lord does call me home, he's calling me home, man. I'm going home. You know what I mean? I don't have to worry about that. And that does, man. That's like death. Where is your sting, man? Well, nobody wants to. Never mind. God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. Y'all got a few more minutes? About 30. I heard the preacher down in Pace, at Pace Assembly. I heard he preaches about an hour 45 minutes sometimes, hour and a half. Huh? Second Peter 3 and verse 15. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation. And that's good. That's good. Because as Christians, sometimes we're like, yeah, we get ready to go, man. We get ready to get this thing wound up. We get ready to get our good stuff, man. And we're like, man, this life's been hard, man. I'm ready to clock out. I'm ready to have this good stuff going on, you know. But looky here, man. God is not slothful. You know what I mean? He's certainly not a liar. He's not lazy. Okay, he is being patient. He's being patient with me and you who need to get off our fannies and start spreading the gospel. You know what I mean? He's being patient with us because he's got some stuff for us to do. You know what I mean? But he's being patient with the world as well, man. So it's like this, you know, more time equals more people getting saved. You know what I mean? So and that's, I mean, I get excited like everybody else. I really do. But at the same time, I'm like, I mean, in honesty, there's people that I love dearly, you know, that I don't know where their heart is. I don't know if they've accepted Jesus Christ. I really don't, you know. I know that I haven't done enough to make sure they have. You know, so I am at the same time, I'm like, God, come on, let's do this. But on the other hand, there's people I love that I don't know where they would spend eternity if the clouds parted right now. And it was go time. You know what I mean? So we really have a job to do. We really, really do. And it's not this church right here, a church, any Christian church, shouldn't be an exclusive little club. You know what I mean? Okay, we need to be working outside of these walls. And we do. We do a lot of that. We do a lot of that. But I think that we can always do more. You know, as individuals, I'll tell you a little secret. I have six toes on this. No, I'm playing. No, I don't. I don't. But anyways, I don't know why I say that stupid stuff. My dad would not approve of that hijinks right there. Not at all. I missed my train of thought. Oh, check this out. Listen, I've been doing this lately. And my days are pretty busy with church type stuff, and I'm kind of in a bubble, you know, and just deal with churchy type things a lot. But I've been praying, you know, God, give me an opportunity out of the ordinary. You know, give me an opportunity to share your love, to pray with somebody, to encourage somebody. And guess what, man? If you pray that and you really mean it, don't be surprised if you have an opportunity, and heaven forbid you have an opportunity and you're like, man, I can't do that. You know what I mean? But why don't you pray that, God, give me an opportunity this week sometime to share the love of Jesus with somebody. And it's not about inviting them to this church. I mean, I don't care if they come. It would be great if they did. But I'm talking about doing the Lord's work, man. You know, being about his business. I would love for all these chairs to be filled up, but that's not what it's about. Amen? 2 Peter 3 and verse 15. Never mind. 2 Peter 3 and verse 15. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him. Now, this is so important, and since we're doing a verse-by-verse thing, and we're about to wrap up 2 Peter, I want to address this, man. Peter was the big-time, you know, the big-time apostle, man, the big guy, okay, at this moment. And see, what's really cool here is Peter, the big-time apostle, who spent 3 years plus with Jesus Christ, who was commissioned by Jesus Christ, just gave the nod to Paul the Apostle. He just said, hey, Paul the Apostle is inspired. His teachings, his ministry, his writings are inspired by the Holy Spirit, just like any other disciple. You know what I mean? The other disciples, I mean, let me say it like this. Paul the Apostle, he could have been like a, man, he could have been like the plague to these people, man. You know, without this guy named Barnabas, there was this guy named Barnabas who really helped get Paul in with the apostles in the Christian church, because nobody really wanted to mess with Paul, man. Paul was a scary dude, because Paul used to be this guy named Saul, and Saul went around arresting Christians and murdering Christians and stuff like that. So he was famous for that, man. So imagine if you're Saul of Tarsus, but you accepted Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, and you know about it, you know, and a couple other folks know about it, but all of a sudden you're like, hey, that dude Saul's in town, and he wants to hold a Bible study at our church. You know what I mean? You'd be like, I bet there'd be slim pickings at that one. You know what I mean? No, just tell me how that goes. I'll be praying for the service, brother. You know what I mean? That would be some scary stuff, man. But see, Peter was like, man, you can trust this guy. He is inspired by the Holy Spirit. You can listen to them. You can listen to him. Matter of fact, you need to listen to him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Just as our beloved brother. See? He's my brother. You got people in your life like that? People that you don't actually, you probably wouldn't hang out with if it wasn't other than the fact that you're Christian? You know, because maybe their world was, their upbringing was a little different. Their education was a little different. I mean, look at Peter. Peter's super anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And he's come a million miles from where he was when Jesus first found him fishing. You know what I mean? But look at Pete's background. Pete was an ignorant fisherman. You know what I mean? And then you have the Apostle Paul, super educated, man. Pedigree like you wouldn't believe, man. Two different worlds. They have one thing in common. They love Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? So think about that. When you're like, hey, I don't know if I want to talk to that dude. That dude's kind of weird. Eh, you know what I mean? That you're probably right. You're probably right. But you know what? You both love Jesus, and build off of that. You know what I mean? We we need to be there for one another. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. And count the patience of our Lord. And you know I'm just being silly about all that stuff. And count the patience of our Lord as salvations, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him. So Peter's like saying, this guy Paul, he's inspired. Okay, he's listening to the Holy Spirit. He's got the wisdom of the Lord. Listen to him. Follow him. Why do I keep saying that? Because remember, Peter spent like a huge segment in this book talking about watch out for the false prophets. Watch out for these people that are going to come into the church and twist scripture and deceive people for their own selfish, evil gain. Okay, maybe he was even addressing that because these people were getting, they had got letters from Paul that were circulating, and some guy came in and tried to twist Paul's writings. We don't know exactly why he's bringing Paul up, but apparently this church or this body had gotten letters from Paul sometime in the past, and he's saying, yeah, you can follow that. You can be obedient to that. You need to listen to what Paul says. He's inspired by the Word of God. He's an apostle. He's a true apostle. Okay, so anyways, as he does, talking about Paul, as he does in all his letters, what does he do in all his letters? He has the wisdom that God has given him. As he does in all his letters, when he speaks in them of these matters, there are some things in them that are hard to understand. Okay. So here's Peter talking about his buddy Paul, saying you can listen to him. You need to listen to him. Okay. And yeah, some of his stuff is a little hard to understand. That's what Peter's saying. Okay. Now they had different styles, man, of writing. You know, the Holy Spirit uses these messed up weird vessels that we are. You know what I mean? And so our personalities, God uses that, man. You know, he uses that. So the Apostle Paul, the way he was talking, would confuse some people. And some of his stuff is a little deep, man. It's a little deeper than other stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, especially to a baby Christian or a new Christian, there's deep end. I mean, there's the deep end of the pool, and then there's the kind of getting acquainted end of the pool, you know? And sometimes it's good. Actually, it's real good to start off in like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know what I mean? Get that stuff down, and then you can get into some of that Peter stuff, that Paul stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, that's what Peter's saying. It's like, man, I can see how sometimes Paul's letters would be a little confusing, especially to some of you new converts and stuff, but don't let somebody come in and bewitch you or beguile you or twist this and say, well, Paul's saying you can go off and do all this crazy stuff and it's cool, because it's not cool. You know what I mean? That's what he's trying to say right there. And listen, let me make this point. There are some things in them, talking about Paul's writings, there are some things in them that are hard to understand. Do you hear that? It's hard to understand. So the opposite of easy to understand. But you're not going to get teaching like this at Pace Assembly, I'll tell you. No, I'm playing. That guy's a really good preacher. Man, I hope you don't send some guys down here. I heard you've been talking about... No, I'm playing. Okay. He says it's hard to understand some of Paul's stuff, but listen, he's not saying it's impossible. So we do... It's good to start off in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Proverbs and Psalms. I love that stuff. But we don't need to set up camp there forever. You know, we have this whole Word of God that God has given us, and we need to explore it. We need to love it. We need to grow in it. We need to get the Word of God in us. And yes, some of it is hard to understand. It really is. You know, it's hard for me to understand. But listen, the more you spend time with them, the more God will show you. I promise you. God will show you stuff that you're like, wow. Wow, man. That's so simple. I can't believe. God's amazing that way, man. He shows us stuff like that. Okay. So any hoot and holler. All God's people said any hoot and holler.
Any hoot and holler, amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you, baby. As he does in all his letters, when he speaks in them of these matters, there are some things in them that are hard to understand. which the ignorant, listen to this, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures. Man, there's so much going on right there. There's a lot going on in that second half of that verse right there. Been addressed a lot, man, in this study. There are people that will come into a church and mislead people for their own selfish, evil stuff. Some people will do it out of ignorance. They're like, no, I really know what that means, and mislead people. We don't want to be one of them people. We don't want to be misled by one of those people. So we have to get into the Word of God. And you know what's cool is when you get into the Word of God, even if you don't know that much about the Word of God, but if you love the Lord, there will be like light bulbs going off when someone starts talking about some crazy stuff. You know, like, whoa, I don't know about that. I better call Sister Claudia. You know what I mean? Because God does not want us to be misled, man. So we have the Holy Spirit. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit. If you're a Christian, and I mean you love Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit, all right? It doesn't matter what grandma said. It doesn't matter what the cool guy down the street said. Okay, and that's not a scary thing, man. You belong to the Most High God, okay? So the Holy Spirit indwells each and every believer, and we need to listen to that. Okay, so anyways, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures. Now that is so important right here, because this is a letter. This was a letter. And that's how we got a lot of the New Testament, man. Letters that were sent out to churches, man. Okay? So what Pete's saying here is these letters that the apostles wrote was canonized scripture, was scripture. The Christians of that day, this is kind of like not that important, but it's super cool, man. I think it's super important, by the way. But we say these letters that were circulating were ordained by God. They were, in other words, just as important as the Old Testament. Because that was all that was available, was these letters that were going around that were written by the apostles, disciples. And then there was the Old Testament, you know, the stuff leading up to the Messiah. And Peter just said, who is the big, he's the big apostle right now, the big guy on campus, he says, these letters are inspired by God. These are scripture as well, okay? This isn't me and Paul and James, we're not sitting back making up a bunch of stuff because we want to be cool, we want to be hip, we want to get our 15 minutes here. This is inspired by God, and so you need to follow these letters. Okay. All right. Which we now have all compiled, thank you, Jesus, okay, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction. That's important, too, all right? You want to go and start your little church cult business jam? Better not, you know, better not, man, because, listen, you're going to have to pay for that. You don't want to be someone that causes a little one to stumble. Okay, enough said, moving forward. Let's go to the next slide. Second Peter 3 and verse 17. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, I like that. Peter, like, you done been warned. You've been warned a bunch. People are going to come in and try and mislead you. You can always stand on the Word of God. The Word of God needs to be your foundation. All right? You can be excited and expecting about this new day, this new heavens and the new earth. Oh, God's going to wipe away every tear, and it's going to be awesome. You've been warned, okay? Be excited about that, but you better make sure that you're in the family. You better make sure that you're a Christian, and you need to be about the Lord's business. You know what I mean? We need to be about His business, amen? So anyways, you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, see, that kind of stinks, though, man, when you know what you're supposed to do. It's a good feeling when you're like, I didn't know I was supposed to do that. No, you didn't tell me that. You know, because I would have remembered. I could have sworn I told you. No, you don't. That's a good feeling. But see, here's the deal, man. Peter's done warned them, and he's warning us, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Be about the Lord's business. Make sure you're in the family, because the Lord's going to come back like a thief in the night. All God's people said, dynamite. 2 Peter 3 and verse 17, you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability. Don't let these people mislead you. Peter's like, I told you tons of times. These crazy dudes are going to come in. Wolves in sheep's clothing, man. Try and mislead you. Try and fill their pockets. Try and tell you all kinds of stuff that's not Scripture. Twist and manipulate Scripture to make it meet their needs. Okay? Peter's saying, watch out for that. Okay? So, our foundation got to be the Word of God. Okay? So, there's a lot of books, man, that are floating around. A lot of crazy, wacky teachings floating around. You know, a lot of crazy false religions out there, man. Okay, I'm going to save you a lot of trouble. And this right here, this Bible, is all you need, man. I know a lot of people, we love to get our personal prophecies and stuff like that. And I love that. And there's a time and a place for that. And I dig it the most. I think that's wonderful. But man, if you never have some preacher stand over you and say, this is what the Lord says, you need to do this or this or this is going to happen to you, you got the Bible. You got this right here, where God is speaking to you and he tells us how to live our lives. So if you want to be in God's will, I don't know what God's will is for me. You know what? I would start with the Ten Commandments. You know what I mean? I would say, well, this is what I got right here. God's will is for me to obey this book. So let me do that. And guess what? I'm going to be in God's will. You know, you're going to find yourself being where God wants you to be, and he'll be able to advance you and bless you how you want because you're following his Bible. Amen? Give him some praise. Okay, you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability. Look at Acts 17, verse 11. This is a really cool little story right here, which I'm not going to get into the story. But Paul, we're not doing a study on Paul, but Paul's so much part of the New Testament. Paul was going around preaching to different communities, different areas, and he would meet with a lot of hostility, a lot of different things, but he would push through that and would always bear fruit. You know what I mean? So let that be an encouragement to us. Don't give up, man. Life's hard. Don't give up, man. Stand on the Word of God. Do what God's told you. I don't know what God told. It's in the Bible, man. Do what God says, man. Okay. So anyways, Paul goes to these Bereans, these other Jewish cats, leaving Thessalonica. I think it's in the verse, I think. Now, the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received them. If you want to know my password to my, it's Thessalonica. Now, the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the Scriptures. That's what all I wanted to bring out there. They examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. You see? So some preacher comes along and starts telling you something. You're like, yeah, ooh, I don't know. That does sound kind of cool, but I don't know. You got this right here. We got the Bible. See what the Word of God stacks up. See what the Word of God says versus what this dude says. And always go with what the Word of God says. That'll keep. That's what the Berean Jews are doing. Here comes Paul. And Paul was super anointed. Paul had the real Word of God. Okay, and they're really excited about it. But they're like, heard some stories about you. You know what I mean? Honey, keep your eye on them. I'm going to go see what the Scriptures say. They went back to the Word of God. That's got to be our foundation. You see what I'm saying? That'll keep our foundation firm if your firm foundation is the Word of God. Amen? Okay, tell the truth, shame the devil. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability. Okay, last verse. Last verse in this study, Steve. Yeah. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is how he's wrapping up. This is how he's wrapping up this letter, man. You know, and Pete, remember at the very beginning, Pete was like, I'm on my way out, guys. I'm not going to be around much longer. I want to send this out to you. I want you guys to be encouraged. And I'm going to be a little repetitious, but it's okay. I want you guys to get this. Watch out for false prophets. Trust the Word of God. Jesus Christ was the Messiah. All this stuff right here. And he says, take this, don't be deceived, and grow in maturity. Grow in relationship with your Lord and Savior. And I want to send that out to all of us, man. Don't be content or happy with where we are in our relationship with Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you are saved. And that's wonderful, man. There's nothing better than that. Okay? But the good Lord wants us to be about his business. So it's got to be more of God, less of myself, each and every day. That's the direction we're heading in. Yes, sometimes we'll mess up. We'll take a couple steps backwards. But we get up, move forward. Amen? Like what Brother Donnie says, we got to back up and regroup. Very good. That's what we got to do, man. Because we're all going to blow it sometimes. Amen? But don't let that be it. You know, sometimes we think we've done messed up so bad that, well, man, I've just pretty much messed this all up. I guess I'm just going to sit in the back corner and be cool till Jesus comes. You know? No, man. But grow in the grace and knowledge. Grow in the knowledge. Grow in relationship. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake. All God's people said spake. Spake. Would you like spake for dinner? Would you like spake fries? It's okay. When I was a child, I spake as a child. Can anyone relate to that? When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. At first, you know, I act pretty stupid a lot of the time. But having said that, we need to make sure that we're heading in the right direction and that we're maturing as Christian folks. And that's a process, man. You know, we go from salvation. We're saved, man. We're sealed. We're his, man. I love you, Jesus. Thank you so much for that. You know, we're his. But then we get from here on out until we get called home, you know, it's sanctification, man, maturing us, growing us up. And, man, we need to give in to that. We need to give in to what God wants to do in our lives. You know what I mean? Make sense? All right. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him, God, to him, Jesus, to him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. That's how he ends it right there. Peter's like, if you probably won't hear from me again, remember this stuff. But it's not about me. It's not about Peter. It's not about the Apostle Paul. Okay, it's not about Apollos. We are just God's servants. Everything, it goes to give him glory. And let us be that way as well, man. Let's be some humble cats. Let's work on that. It's not about how cool or hip I am. And it's not about how good your day's going. You know, no matter where we are, man, we always have a reason to give God glory and give him praise. And we can do that with our lives. And sometimes it does have to be that sacrifice of praise. You know what I mean? Sometimes it is, man. You don't feel like saying, God, you are so good. God, thank you so much. You know, God. But see, when we praise him, this is true, man. When we praise him, man, it's going to change how we look at our situation. It's going to give us peace. And it allows God to move in that situation. You know what I mean? And that's true, man. Some of this stuff is real heavy. Some of this stuff is way above us. Stuff is just really difficult out of our hands, man. So we can lose sleep. We can be grumpy. We can be moody. We can do all kinds of stupid stuff. Or we can just praise God and receive his peace. Receive his peace and let him take good care of it. Because he will. He can do it. Amen? All right. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Right now. Peter's like, right now. Right now, when times are tough, give him glory. And then on that blessed day, when the clouds part, give him glory. From here until forever, man, he is worthy of our praise. He is the only one that made a way for us to be saved. Amen? So he's worthy of our praise. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to grow in relationship with you, Lord. Give us that hunger to grow in relationship with you. Thank you for giving us the tools we need to be what you've called us to be, Lord. We love you and we praise you. Your will be done. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.